Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Violence.
Hey everyone, thanks for joining us here for a special edition of Pop Rocks Radio. As always, I'm your host, Bijan. I've always been a fan of punk music and have been determined to put together a show that highlights the melodic side of punk. Honestly, not sure if I succeeded here today, but I hope you like it just the same. This is The Dictators from their 1978 album Blood Brothers. This is Stay With Me.
We'll be right back.
That was 2020 with the title track from their 1982 album, Sex Trap. Was that punk? Well, no, not at all, but damn it if I'm not going to play 2020. And before that, we played The Dictators, a band that formed back in 1973 in New York City. They have been referred to, and I'm quoting a critic, John Dugan, one of the finest and most influential proto-punk bands to walk the earth. Love that. Welcome to Pop Rocks Radio. Thanks for joining us today for something a little different. By the way, the super cool background music you are hearing is perfect for Halloween. That's Weirdo the Wolf from Frankenstein and His Ghouls back in 1964. Today is October the 15th, and early voting has begun in some places. If you haven't already voted, make a plan and please do your civic duty. One of the most important things you can do as an American is to vote to choose our leaders. The second most important thing you can do as an American is go to a friggin' rock show every once in a while. Let's keep these bands in business, okay? All right, starting this next set is a tune from Descendants from Manhattan Beach, California. If you ask me, there are no bands like Green Day or Blink-182 without Descendants, who pioneered what has evolved into and what we now call pop punk. This is from 1985's I Don't Want to Grow Up. This is Silly Girl.
Stay away, yeah.
We started out that set with Descendants with Silly Girl. We also played Millencolin, a Swedish skate band that was No Cigar from their 1999 release Pennybridge Pioneers. I've tried to take a little from each decade since the birth of punk. I think you'll see that as we start to get into music from the 90s, the tracks are a bit less lo-fi and more produced. Not sure if the explosive popularity of bands like Nirvana saw record companies put more money behind alternative bands than they had before. It seems like a plausible theory anyway. We closed out that set with the Go-Go's with Lust to Love. The Go-Go's, as you know, started out as a punk band, and this version of that song from the 1994 compilation Return to the Valley of the Go-Go's is a bit edgier than the more polished version that ended up on their classic Beauty and the Beat.
We're on a mission. One great rock show can change the world. Look out the window.
No way. That is so punk rock.
Yeah.
That was, of course, The Clash from their 1980 magnum opus Sandinista, an album that they released as a triple album with 36 tracks, encompassing so many different genres that really opened them up to a wider audience. Before that, we had Buzzcocks with Ever Fallen in Love from 1978's Love Bites. We also played Red Cross with Blow You a Kiss in the Wind from their album Teen Babes from Monsanto in 1984. Red Cross is a band that started out as a straight-up punk band, and their sound has evolved into a perfect blend of all their influences. Punk, power pop, hard rock. Their memoir, Now You're One of Us, The Incredible Story of Red Cross, is set to release at the end of this month. And if you haven't yet heard their self-titled album they released this year, it is absolutely one of my favorite albums from this past year, so please check it out.
Do yourself a favor.
Okay, and we started that set with Bad Nerves. They are a band I seem to be playing a lot of lately. Really love their sound. That was Bored of Babies from their debut album in 2020. Their latest album, Still Nervous, is out on Suburban Records and is available on their website. Still more to come here on Pop Rocks Radio. We'll play tunes from DMZ, Social Distortion, and The Weirdos, and so much more. But first, a word from this week's sponsor.
Talk to you about my new Subaru Impreza and explain its relevance to you and me and the car business, okay? Okay. This car is like punk rock. Now, just trust me, this is relevant. Do you remember when rock and roll was really boring and corporate? Well, punk challenged all this and said, hey, excuse me, but here's what's cool about music, remember? Now, Subaru, with this Impreza, is challenging some car thinking here. This car is all about reminding you and me what's great about a car and moving forward and making cars better and less disappointing. Just like punk, except it's cars.
Man, I would have loved to have been in that pitch meeting for that commercial. It's just like punk, except it's cars. I don't know what else to say about that. Except we are not being sponsored by Subaru, so please don't sue me. We'll be right back. is some awesome old school punk. That was The Deception with Must Be Nice from their forthcoming album, We the People, that is due out next month. The band includes Alex Shumway on guitar, just a super nice guy. Alex is also known as Alex Vincent, the drummer of the seminal grunge band Green River. If you know, you know. If you don't, Green River also included members Mark Arm, who went on to form the band Mudhoney, and Stone Gossard and Jeff Ament, who were also part of Mother Love Bone and another little band named Pearl Jam. I don't know, they're pretty good. I think they're going places. I saw The Deception last month on a bill with Bad Nerves and was just blown away. Such a great show. Alex came off the stage, his hand was bleeding. It was just very punk. Before that, we played Infected from Bad Religion's 1994 release, Stranger Than Fiction. You know, so many of these tracks today are really somewhere betwixt genres, and that particular song is not exactly what I would consider punk, though they're known primarily as a punk band.
This is called Madonna for Exene Cervenka. Madonna. She makes me want to drink beer. She makes me want to drive real fast and go bowling. She makes me want to shop at Sears. She makes me want to kick vegetarians. When I hear her sing, I know she's singing to me. She wants to get nasty with me. When I see her face, when I see her eyes, when I see her lips talking to me, telling me to come on, I get to feeling real mean. I get to feeling like I want to do a whole lot of push-ups or go to a hardware store. And then I have to cool down, man. I have to cool down. And it's either going to be a cold shower or a Bruce Springsteen album.
Well,
Was X from Los Angeles with Devil Doll from 1983's More Fun in the New World. X is hands down one of my all-time favorite bands. The first time I ever saw them was on a bill opening for Warren Zevon. Yeah. Now, this was right after their album See How We Are came out. Just another phenomenal album. There is a segment from the show, IRS is the Cutting Edge. The alternative show they used to play on MTV with John Doe of X and Dave Alvin from the Blasters playing the song See How We Are. If you're a fan, Google it. It is an amazing clip, and his is one of my favorite voices in rock. Before that, we had NOFX with Linoleum from 1994's Punk in Drublic. Worried I wouldn't be able to say that correctly. We also played the great Husker Du from their EP Metal Circus in 1983. That band had two amazing songwriters, Bob Mould and Grant Hart. We lost Grant Hart back in 2017, but Bob Mould has just had an amazing career. It still does, both as a solo artist and with the band Sugar. Before that, we had DMZ with Mighty Idy. DMZ is a band out of Boston. Their first single, Lift Up Your Hood, was released on Bomp Records back in 1977. Then they signed with Sire Records and released their self-titled album in 1978. David Robinson from DMZ, who had previously been in the Modern Lovers, went on to bands like The Pop and also was a founding member of The Cars.
I've probably punched out everybody I know at one time or another, but I've always ran afterwards because I can't fight. The police are all calling me names, and they made me take a shower because they said I smell, and they asked me why I don't wash my clothes more often.
Thank you, Pat Smear. Okay, time for a couple more sets. This is The Weirdos from their 1977 Bomp Records release, Destroy All Music. This is A Life of Crime.
Oh, tomorrow soon. Root from some cartoon. Things will be different there. The sun will rise for me. Then I'll be 10 feet tall. And you'll be nothing at all. Yeah, I got my time machine. I got my electronic drive. Time to do so. Ain't no loser. Song producer, I ain't no loser. I said I'm song producer, song producer. Yeah, I'm song producer, song producer, song producer.
That was Dead Boys with Sonic Reducer from their 1977 album Young, Loud, and Snotty. Dead Boys were from Cleveland and were fronted by Steve Baters, an artist we played several times on the show. As snotty as he sounds, his 1980 album Disconnected on Bomp Records is a classic power pop album. We also played Social Distortion with another State of Mind from 1983's Mommy's Little Monster on 13th Floor Records. Social D formed in Fullerton, California in 1978 and had quite a bit of success in the 90s with both their self-titled album and Somewhere Between Heaven and Hell, both on Epic Records. Before that, we had Amyl and the Sniffers, a band from Melbourne, Australia. That is from their 2021 album Comfort to Me. That was Security. We're back to our regular show next week. Hope you enjoyed this little diversion. I hope to do more special edition shows in the future, too. If you have something you'd like to hear on the show, please drop me a note at BJN, that's B-I-J-A-N, at poprocksradio.com. And this is, you guessed it, BJN from Pop Rocks Radio. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Ever get the feeling you've been cheated? Good night.